So we started learning the Gemara and Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. So we said that there were two chidushim in the Mishnah. Ha'ish mekadosh bo b'shlucho. So one is that the chiddush of mitzvah bo yosomi b'shlucho, and the other one is that shlichus works. Then the Gemara continues. Ikadamri Behoi Suranami Ispa. So the Ikadamri says that if you Makadesh al Yidei Shliach, so not only is it that you're forfeiting the idea of mitzvah bo yosami bishlucho, but you violated an Isser. Violate an Isser. What's the Isser? Kid Rav Yehuda Amarav, the Amar Yehuda Amarav, also La Odam Shi Kadesh Esa Isha Ad Shi Yirena. That it's Usser for a man to be Mekadesh an Isha until he sees her. Shema Yireba Dvar Maguna Tiskan Elof. So, in other words, if you appoint a shliach to mekadesh an isha, so then obviously, the pasha pshat, what the Gemara is understanding, that he appointed a shliach to mekadesh an isha, it's not that he knew the girl and they were going out and now he's just lazy to go to the wedding. No, it means that he just appointed someone, go find a shidduch for me. And whoever you put, like by Yitzchak, and, right? So if it's going to be al yishliach, it's going to mean that he's not going to see her, right? In other words, you didn't have to learn this way. You could have learned al yidei shliach just means that he knew the person, and he's just going to do the maisa kedushin al yishliach. But the Gemara understood that shlichus also implied that he just sends her out not only to do the kedushin, but to find her, to find who his shidduch is, and then to do the kedushin. So then it's going to come out that if you're going to do all day shliach, he's never going to see her from before. And the Gemara says that it's usher for a man to be mekadesh an isha until he sees her, because maybe he's going to see something that's distasteful to him, and she's not going to look appealing to him, and he won't, and that will cause emotionally some type of lack in the relationship. And of course, the Torah says, "Rachman Omar v'hafto lecha kamocha." So certainly to your wife is v'hafto lecha kamocha. So therefore, the Gemara says that if you do al yidei shliach, meaning that you in a situation where you didn't even see her, so then you violated this isser of osur l'odam sheyikadesh es isha ad sheyirena. So the chiddush is that mitzvah bo yosomi b'shlucho. So if you do it bo, you get the special kiyum of mitzvah bo yosomi b'shlucho, and also you avoid violating the isser of asa l'adam sheyikadosh isha sheyirena. So you have two things here. You have mitzvah bo yosomi b'shlucho, and so that's a positive thing. And then you also have the thing of asur l'adam sheyikadosh isha acheirena. So obviously, if you do it yourself, then it's not going to be a problem of asur l'adam sheyikadosh isha acheirena. Rabbi Kiveger and the Gilyan Ashas, right on the bottom, he says, "Ayin marsha, what's ches alef?" You see in the Gilyan Ashas on the bottom? Ayin Marsha, then it says Ches Alf. What does Ches Alf mean? What? Not the, no. What's Ches Aleph? What? Ches Aleph means Chidushe Agodos. Marsha has two parts to Marsha. Right? If you look in the regular Gemara, I mean the Marsha is in Bava Basra, so you're not going to see it here. But the way the Marsha is divided is part of the Marsha is Chidushe Halachas, and part of it's Agados. You see, it's divided into Chidushe Halachas means when he has a comment on a Tosis, that's Halachic Tosis, and he's making a comment, that's in the Chidushe Halachas. But then the Marsha wrote a parish on the Agados HaShas, on the Agaritas of Shas, right? So and that is called the Chidushe Agados. So whenever you reference to a Marsha, you have to reference whether you're talking about the Chidushe Halachas of the Marsha or the Chidushe Agados of the Marsha. So this is the Chidushe Agados. So that's what it means. Ayin Marsha Chidushe Agados. Perek Aleph de Bava Basra Daf Tazayin Amud Aleph. You have a Bava Basra hymn? These, the Gilyon HaShas was written by Rabbi Akiva Eiger in his Bekiyas Seder. He used to do like 50 blot a day or something like that. And then while he was doing it, he would write like little notes, like mental notes. Say when he learned this Gemara, oh, he reminded himself, thank you, of the Marsha in Bava Basra. So what did it remind him? What does it say in Bava Basra and Tazayin Amud Aleph that the Marsha was concerned about? So the Gemara says, you'll take a look and during Seder next week, you'll look inside in Bava Basra Tazayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that Avraham afilu b'didei lo istakel, that Avraham never looked at his wife. From the pasuk, hine noy yadati ki isha yifas mara'at. Right? He's right by when he was with his wife, by, you know, and he was afraid they were going to capture her, right? So he said, "Hinei na yadati isha yifas mara'at." So the Gemara says, "The mikara lo havi yadalei," because before he didn't, he never looked at his wife, right? Now he's saying, "Hinei na yadati." That's why I'm afraid that they're going to capture you. That's why we have to make up a story that you're my sister and not my wife, right? Right? The pasuk in Chumash. So. That's the Gemara in Bava Basra on Tazayin Amud Aleph, that he nay no yadati. Now I know that you're isha yifas mareat. So the question is, what's Rabbi Chivega pointing out? Rabbi Chivega is pointing out that that the Marsha is going to ask the question in Bava Basra as to how does this idea stem with the Gemara over here that says that Aser Lodom She Kadesh Isha Kodom She Irena. Right, if now he's saying Hinei Na Shayifas Mareat, and means that before he didn't know, so what's the, how was he able to be Mekadesha? Aser Lodom She Kadesh Isha Kodom She Irena. And now Avraham Avinu, after years of marriage, is saying, well, this is the first time that I'm looking at you and I see that you're pretty, so I'm afraid that you're going to get, taken over by, so what's the pshat? So what would you say, Rabbi Osei? What would you say? What? Yeah, but the Gemara. What? In other words, you could say that now he's realizing at an older age that she's still pretty. As he saw her then, but now she's saying that Right, but the Gemara is mashma that he didn't see it till now. Gemara's mashma that he didn't see it till now. Yeah.
Did he realize your beauty, but he didn't realize other people now, he's going to another land where you want to use that beauty. He saw this as, because he knew how pretty she was, but now he's going to a place where they would realize that and they would want to use her for that, take her to their king. So now we have to realize that to hide her from that.
So the question is, did he see her before or didn't he see her before? The Gemara says that he never saw her before. What? Because, in other words, maybe Avram was different. That, in other words, Avram was different. That he wasn't he was on such a madrega that it wouldn't matter to him. Yeah, Avram. Right, and therefore?
Therefore, he wasn't going to be disgusted with her. The Gemara over here says the reason why it's possible to marry before you see her is because you might see something in her and you'll be disgusted and will take away from the relationship. But Avraham Avinu was such a spiritual person that it wasn't the physical beauty that would attract him or make him disgusted or be.
Okay, that could be the Marsha. So the Rabbi Kiva Eiger points out the Marsha. You'll take a look, Rabbi Osai. It's on Tazayin Amad Aleph. It's the Marsha Dibor Maskel Afra. It's in Bava Basra, the Marsha. So the Marsha says, asking this kasha that Rabbi Kiva Eiger is just pointing out that you should look in the Marsha who asked this kasha from. In other words, When Rabbi Kiva Eiger was learning this Gemara Kedushin, he remembered that the Marsha in Bava Basra made reference to this on the Gemara that says that Avram never saw Sarah before. So the Marsha asked the Kasha, how could it be? So he says that certainly the Vaday Ra Osa Ben Ura. Obviously Avram saw her before they got married. Because that's the din. You have to see your wife before you get married. But afterwards, Avraham Avinu was on that level that he didn't see her since Hatsnius, and he didn't really see her, and he thought maybe at this time she's not as pretty because she's much older, like you just said. And he ended up seeing her at this point, and he saw that she's still very pretty. So that's what he's saying, that he may not yadati ki yishar yifam marayat even now. But in a chanami, he saw her originally, and that's Rabbi Kivega's point of quoting this mashia. Obviously, this is something for Avraham Avinu. It's not something that is considered. Recommended to someone who's not Avraham Avinu. Okay. No, that's human. It's human nature that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the Bria that man is attracted to a woman physically. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's when people take it out of proportion and blow it up, that's when it becomes something that's improper. In other words, when people are looking to get married and they put that on the first thing on the list of how pretty the person is, so that's already a distortion of this halacha. So what this halacha is saying is that it shouldn't be somebody who is going to be maguna to you. Somebody you're attracted to, but to overemphasize it is a distortion of this halacha. Okay. So that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says that also Ladam Shikadish Shisha Chiranisham Yiriba Dover Maguna Vitiskan Allah Rahman Omar Hatalecha Kamocha. Vichy Itmar de Rav Yosef as Sefer Itmar. So he's saying like this, that that the din of Rav Yosef, the mitzvah bo Yosef mishlucha, was going on the Sefer Itmar. Isha miskadesh bo v'shlucha. Hosh to b'shlucha mikadsha bo miboyi. Am Rav Yosef mitzvah bo Yosef mishlucha. Ki had Rav Safra machreche Rav Malach Shibuto. Avo b'ha yisur leisba. Ki the Reish Lakish. Am Reish Lakish tav le mesav tandu mi le mesav armalu. Right, Rav Yosef has his famous statement that the following. Let's see Rashi. V'chidma de Rav Yosef. Here, let's see the Rashi's from the beginning. B'ha isur nami ikur im yochol lekadish ba'atzma v'kidei shalidei shliach the mitzvah shirena shemet is gone alav. Because if a person could be mekadish ba'atzma and he's mekadish al yidei shliach, then he violates this halacha of you know, possibly, you know, marrying someone that's going to be magun on him. Chiyidma de Rav Yosef d'amar mitzvah hu de'ikav alav yisura ha'sefer itmar. Avapal pishal arol leke yisura lo mashem matira bo dover maguna. He's saying like the Amr Yishlokish Tav L'Mesef Tandu Moshel Hu Shanoshim Omrim Al Baal Koldehu Shehu Tov L'Sheves Im Shnei Gufim M'Sheves Almana. So Rabbi say there are two inyanim here that are in this Mishnah. Besides, there's one inyan is that there's a mitzvah Bo Yosef Mibishlucho. Then there's another halacha of Asul Adam Sheikadish Isha Sheirena. Right? Now, the question is, where do we learn, from which part of the Mishnah do we learn that Asur L'Adam Shikadish Isha Ad Shirena, and which part of the Mishnah do we learn Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mibishlucho? So, what the Gemara is saying is, and we'll see Rashi and Tosas discuss this, is that from the Reisha, you don't necessarily learn the din of Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mibishlucho. Because the Reisha saying, Bo, you preferably should do it yourself, and if not, you can do it all Yidei Shliach. Again, the obvious, you know, underlining thing of this whole Mishnah is that there was no, like, dating process. There was when you Mekadosh the Isha, that's when you met her. Right? So there was no, you know, or else if there would be a meeting process from before, then this whole Mishnah would be irrelevant, that by the fact that you're having a shliach to be Mekadosh and Isha for you, that's a violation because you didn't see her. Who says you didn't see it? So obviously the system then was you just ready to get married and you just Mekadosh and Isha. And when did you see her? 2 seconds before you gave her the Kedushin. Right? That's the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus that the, you know, Kod Nemat in Torah, you pogeya isha b'shuk, and then that's it. Wasn't a whole formal process that we have today, right? That was it. So that means if you mekadosh al pidei shliach, it means you didn't see her. And if you mekadosh yourself, then you got to see her.
If he's, if you're saying that it's usher to do it, then but it's not like you're not seeing her. You see her right before, like, you know, right before you engage, like once. You then you see her.
When?
Right before, like, you get married to her. It's like, it's not like...
No, if you're doing it al yidei shliach, then you don't get to see her, because you're not there.
So
the shliach is going to give the kedushin. So then you didn't get to see her. If you do it yourself, then you have to see her 10 seconds before. You have to see her for 10 seconds. If you do it al yidei shliach, then you don't have those 10 seconds. Then you never got to see her. Yeah, you got to see her for 10 seconds. So the Gemara is assuming that if you saw her in 10 seconds, that's enough in terms of knowing whether you'll, you know. Yeah.
If we're saying that shliachus is not having seen wounds before, how can we just say you do it if we've seen the Gemara's mitzvah d'oraisa?
No, so what the Gemara is saying, the way Rashi explains, is so what does it mean? Aish mekadesh bo b'shlucho means if you can do it yourself and get to see the person yourself, that's the way you should do it. But if not, say there are no women here in this community that are for you. So and you can't go to another town. So you send a shliach and you let him do it for you. Because you can't do it yourself. Because if you can do it yourself, do it yourself. For some reason you can't do it yourself, then you can send a shliach. So that means that even though you're going to violate this din, because now you're putting yourself into a situation where maybe you're not going to like her, but still take the risk. In other words, better get married and take the risk than not getting married. That's what the Gemara is saying. So mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho means mitzvah hamish mekadesh bo. If he could do it himself, he should do it himself. This way he gets to see her. U'v'shlucho, if he can't do it himself, then he can send the shliach. He's not going to see her. Okay, he won't see her. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us. It's not so the ratio of the Mishnah, the Gemara is saying, is not telling us the din of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. It's telling us a totally different halacha. It's telling us the din of seeing the woman before. And that's what it means. It's preferable to see before, but if not, you know, still get married. That's what you learn from the Reisha. The Seifa, the Gemara is saying, Tav l'meisav tandu, it's woman's attitude, at least in the time of the Chazal, and it's a question whether these chazakas change or not. That was a big machlokas the Rav had with Rabbi Rachman about this issue, whether chazakas change, and this was the big thing, whether this idea of Tav l'meisav tandu changes or not. That Tav l'meisav tandu means a woman has the attitude that she just needs someone to be, you know, to have company, and she's not as picky as the man is. So even if he doesn't look so nice, even if whatever, she'll still be happy. So therefore, so there's no inyan lachatchila that she has to see him, because she's happy with much less than he is. Takes much less to please her than please him, because all she's happy is that she'll have company. So tav l'meisav tandu, it's better to sit with tandu, means two gufim, as two together, milamesav, in contrast to sitting, armaluth, sitting alone. So what does it mean, mitzvah ba yosem mibishlucha? Why is it then better for her to mikadish herself than to have a shliach from him, from her, because of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha? Because for the woman, there's no inyan of the seeing, to see the man. Because by marriage, she's happy with Tav l'meisav tandu. So memela, why is it still ba yos, is still better than shlucha? That's because of the din of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha. So what the Gemara is saying is that mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, you can only learn out from the Seifa. Because both the Reisha and the Seifa are saying it's better for the person to do it themselves. But the Reisha is saying it's better for them to do it themselves, al swat, al tzahavta l'recha kamocha, for the looks. The Seifa, she doesn't care about the looks. She only cares about that she has company. So why is it better then for her to do it herself? For that, that's the din of mitzvah bo. Or mitzvah ba, yosem b'shlucha. But the point is, you can't learn out mitzvah ba yosem b'shlucha from the Reisha. Because maybe the reason why in the Reisha it's preferable to do it himself is alts the looks, not alts that there's a special mitzvah to do mitzvahs yourself. Therefore you need the Sefer for that, because the Sefer, the looks is not an issue. Looks is not an issue. And yet we still say, ba yosem b'shlucha. So that must be for the din of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. But the ratio, you don't know mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, because the ratio, the reason why it's better to do it yourself is so you get to see her. So one second. So let's look inside. I'll take your questions in a second. So again, he itmar the Rav Yosef a sefer itmar, meaning that the din of Rav Yosef is learned out only from the sefer. Ha'ishim is kadesh bo b'shlucha. Hashda b'shlucha b'katcha bo mi boy. So what's the chiddush? So I'm Rav Yosef mitzvah bo Yosef mi b'shlucha. That's from the sefer. But you don't. But from the ratio, you don't know mitzvah bo Yosef mi b'shlucha. Why? Because the reason why it's preferable to yourself is not else that. That's else to be able to see. And that's the din of Rav Safra Machrech Resha and Rav Malach Shibuta. But Baha Isur Lespa. But in the Sefer, there's no Isser. In other words, the reason why she shouldn't appoint a Shliach is because it's better for her to do the mitzvah herself. So therefore, she shouldn't appoint a Shliach. It's better for her to do it herself. But there's no Inyan, there's no Isser, because the Isser is only out the looking. The Isser is that you're going to have a problem of a Haftal Recha Kamocha. So that is not a problem, because Reish Lakish says Tavla Mesav Tandu, it's better to sit. Tandu, Tan Rashi says it's Guf, Du is two Gufim. It's better to sit with two people together, but that's her attitude. It's better for her to have company and have a husband than being alone. Let's see Rashi. Tandu Shnaim Vikasha Chanami Gaba. Now it's misprinted Rashi. It says the dot, should say the day, meaning him. In other words, Rashi's asking Akasha that granted that there's no Isser for her, if she sends a Shliach, there's no Isser for her, but then he's not going to see her. So isn't it an Isser for him then? We're saying in the Sefer, there's no question of an Isser. It's the only question that's better for her to do the mitzvah herself. But yeah, but there's no Isser for her, but it's still, if she sends a Shliach, Rashi's asking, isn't it going to be an Isser for him? Hachanami Gabi, it's a misprint here. It says the Dutch, it says the day. Gabi the day, iki yisura ki yahid kiddushin l'shlucha. Because if he's going to give the kesef kiddushin to the shliach, then he's not going to see her. V'lo chazila. So the Gemara says, inochanami. There will be an isser, but the safe is only talking about from her perspective. From her perspective, there's no isser. The only issue is that she should do it herself because of mitzvah bo yosem yim shlucha. The Mishnah in the Sefer is talking about from her perspective. Hilkach had the tada ba. So the reason why it says ba is the mitzvah shminin. Aval isur gabi dido leka. Aval reisha the ayri b'didei tada ba mishum isura. But reisha is talking about from his perspective. So from his perspective, he should preferably do it himself, because if he doesn't do it himself, then there's going to be a shaila of an isser that you're not allowed to be kaddish a woman until you see him. Yeah. Yeah, you had your hand up. Yeah.
So it was like, when she's not going to be there still, she's not going to be there, he's not going to see her, and even though she doesn't have to be there, there's no isser about her not being there,
there's going to be an Isser on his part.
Right, because she's not present. He is present, but she won't be, and then it's still a problem.
In other words, if she sends a Shliach,
yeah.
So there's going to be an Isser that he's not seeing her.
Exactly, even though he's present.
So that's what Rashi's asking. How come he's saying in the Sefer there's no Isser, but isn't there an Isser from his perspective?
Right,
so Rashi says, in a Hanami, but the Mishnah was talking about from her perspective. So from her perspective, there's no Isser. That's why you can learn out the din of mitzvah bo yosem mishlucho. So from her perspective, the only reason why she should be doing it herself is because it's a mitzvah to do a mitzvah yourself. Right. So, but yeah. In other words, bottom line, she still has to come because there else will be an Isser on him. Right. But what the Mishnah is saying, solely from her perspective, there's no mitzvah for her to come. There's no isser for her not to be there. The only issue is that she should be there. It's mitzvah bo yosem mishlucha.
If we're saying that there's an isser for him not to be present, then how come she can allow the shaliach?
The Reisha says it allows a shliach, meaning if he can't, preferably you do it yourself. if you can't, then it's better to get married. And if you have to violate v'havdil re'echa, we're not saying for sure you're going to violate v'havdil re'echa, but it could be that. But it's in other words, for him, he should be there, and if he's not there, it's an isser. But if he can't be there, better him violate the isser and get married than not. That's what he's saying. That's pshat in the reisha. That mitzvah bo, that ish mekadesh bo b'shlucho means he should preferably be there so he can see her. And if not, he can't see her, so still get married al nishliach. You won't see her, so you won't see her, but still better to be married. That's what the reish is telling. The seif is telling that from her perspective, there's no reason why she has to be there to violate an isser, because there's no isser, because she's happy just to be married. Tav lemeisav tandu, mi lemeisav armalu. So the only issue is that she should still be there mitzad the mitzvah of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. Yeah. So there are two. No, in other words, there are two issues in this Mishnah. The issue of mitzvah bo the din of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, and the issue of not violating the isser. And those are two issues. So the isser is only on the man. We assume the woman doesn't have an isser because of the svar of tav lemeisav tandu. And the mitzvah is going to be on both of them. It's just that from the reisha, by the fact that it says mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, we wouldn't have known that it's also the mitzvah, because there's another inyan, and we could be it's only it's the other inyan. But once we know from the sefer that there's an issue of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho for her, so then we go back to the reisha and say the reason why the man should do it himself is for two reasons. Is for reason number one, so he shouldn't violate the isser, and reason number two, so he should get the mitzvah of actually doing it himself. But for the woman's perspective, there's only the issue of doing it herself, and there's no issue of the isser, because there's no isser on the woman, because her attitude is that tav lemeisav tandu milemeisav armu.
According to the question of why does the mitzvah spell out bo b'shlucho, and then the Gemara spells out that it was aser, why can't we just say that it was the case where it was a shaliach, but he was, you know, he knew what she looked like from beforehand? Why can't we say that's what's being allowed in the Mishnah?
Right.
Instead of just saying that he has to be over an isser just so that he can eventually be married.
Oh, so look in Tosus, ask your question. Let's see Tosus. Let's see if your question and Tosus are the same. He is by the Rav Yosef and Seif Yitro. Lachi lo moki aresha. Where it's maybe you can learn it out from the Resha, because maybe the Resha, in other words, we're saying from the Resha you can't learn out the din of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, because maybe the reason he has to do it it's else so he'll be able to see her. Only you can learn out mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho from the Sefer, right? So Tosas asked the Kasha, who says the Resha? I was explaining to you that the way they did Kedushin then is, you know, one day you decide you get married, and then you go out in the street and you just find somebody. That's the way they did it. So either you were going to do it yourself, or it was a rainy day, so you tell someone else, you go find the girl for me. And here I give you some money. You know, it's like, here, give some money and go get me a wife. Basically, that's what it was. So Tosis asked Kasha, but maybe the Reish is talking about that he knew her from before. So if he knew her from before, and yet he's still telling me that he has to do it himself, so that's obviously not alts the Isser, it's alts the mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. So Tosis asked Kasha, why can't we say that we do learn out mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho from the Reish? We say, the Gemara says you can't learn our mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho from the Reisha, because maybe the reason why he has to do it in the Reisha is to not to violate the Issa. But Tosa is saying, no, who says? Maybe the Reisha is talking about that he was makir her from before, and yet still he should preferably do it himself. That's Tosakasha. How come we don't say the din of Rav Yosef is going on the Reisha or going Shemakira, and it's talking about that he already knows her from before? So Tosa says the Hamanole Dilma Masnisin Bayrbein Makira Bein Makira. In other words, it's hard to say the Mishnah is only talking about Makira. It could be the Mishnah is talking about every case, Bein Makira, Bein She'ena Makira. So if the Mishnah is talking about every case, Bein Makira and Bein She'ena Makira, right? So then, in other words, you can say that it's talking about Makira, but who says? Because maybe the Mishnah is talking about in all cases. I feel Isuri Ika. And therefore, if you do it by a shliach, in other words, you do it so you shouldn't violate the Isser. Well, Milsa the Rav Yosef lo neda. Whereas if the Mishnah is talking about all cases, so then maybe the pshat is the Mishnah is talking about all cases, and yet it's saying bo Yosef b'shlucho, but maybe that's only for the case that he's not makir her, because it's talking about both cases. But in a Hanami, if the Mishnah would only be talking about one case of Makira, then we would know the din of mitzvah boi yosef b'shlucho. But since, in other words, it's hard to say the Mishnah is only talking about Makira. If anything, the Mishnah is talking about all cases. And yet it says boi yosef b'shlucho, so you could tell me, so then, then I'll learn out everything. In the case of Makira, I'll learn out the din that mitzvah boi yosef b'shlucho. In the case of Eina Makira, I'll learn out the din of after Lerecha Kamocha. But one could say that maybe the only reason why it said Bo is it's only for the Eina Makira case. So therefore I won't know the din of Mitzvah Bo Yosef B'Shlucho. But if you come to the Sefer, that the Sefer is talking about what? A case where there's no Isser at all, and yet the Mishnah still says Bo Yosef b'shlucha, so then I could for sure learn out the din of Rav Yosef, the mitzvah by Yosef b'shlucha. But from the Reisha, you won't necessarily be able to learn it out, because it could be talking about even, if it's talking about Makira, but it could also be talking about Eina Makira, and maybe the only reason why it's preferable those for the Eina Makira case. And therefore I won't know the din of Rav Yosef. That's the Pashup Shad of Tosis. I think the Mashal explains like this, etc. Okay. Yeah. That's Rashi's kasha. Rashi has that kasha. That's the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Do. The Rashi Dibra of Maskel, do. See that Rashi? The kasha, hachanami gabe didei, it's a misprint. Iki Isura, right? That was Rashi's kasha. So what did Rashi answer? Rashi says, in a chanami, there will be an answer, but the Mishnah is only talking about from her perspective. Oh, okay. So in a chanami, maybe it'll be a lifnei yiver from her perspective, but that's lifnei yiver is a separate iser. Whereas mitzad, the two issues that the Mishnah is talking about, namely the issue of haftal recha kamocha, and the iser of the issue of mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho, that there won't be. That iser there won't be. Yeah, lifnei yiver is a side iser. In a chanami, maybe it'll be lifnei yiver.
Can't give me the Rashi as a sprint tip with Dida by saying it's asking if you're going to ask Hakanami Gabi Dida in case you're a someone's going to give the Kedushin and it's not going to be fit for her, like, and then she'll be over that point with Hakamoto because she'll be picky to that extent, even though, like, she won't hold it until we get to the other, right? And then it says so rare.
Yeah, that's how you're learning? Okay. Was he saying, but I don't know, I didn't get the feeling that's what he's saying. I think he would have been more explanatory to say, you know, maybe she's an exception to the Tavla Mesa of Tandu. Because you're saying Rashi's asking, maybe in a case where she's Makpid, So then in Echanami, it would be an Isser on Hup. You know, Makbid on the looks, it would be an Isser from Hup. I hear what you're saying, but I didn't learn that way. Because I think my way is more in the words. Your way is you have to read in a lot, and the less we have to read in, the better. What about the famous Ran? We'll just do the famous Ran and then we'll start the Chumashir. The famous Ran. Famous Ran. Take a look on 32, page 32 in the Ran. Tez Zayin Amud Beis. The question is, in the Sefer of the Mishnah, Mitzvah Bar Yosef Bishlucha. So we say there's no Issa Mitzad the looks, because she'll be happy with anything. Because she's just happy that she has company. So the only issue, that the reason why she should do it herself, is because it's a mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucha. So the Ran says, well, what's the mitzvah for her? She doesn't have peruvu. So look in the Ran, third line, the middle of the third line, the afal gav. Yeah, it says, what's the beginning of the third line? V'fiu hachesh mina masnisin, the mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucha, that the reason why it's mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucha for her, that she should do accept the kedushin herself, is in a chanami, technically there's no mitzvah for her, because the mitzvah is really peruvu. There's no mitzvah of kedushin per se. We'll have a whole shiur on this. There's no mitzvah of kedushin per se. The mitzvah is what? Is Puruvu, which she does not mitzvah on. But still, she's aiding in his mitzvah. So since she's aiding in his mitzvah, which technically is not one of the mitzvahs, but it's still something shayich to a mitzvah, still the chiddush is that siyua is better that she do it herself and not al yidei shliach. So, in other words, it's the chiddush is, says the Ran of the Mishnah, that even though she doesn't have a mitzvah of kedushin, because there's no mitzvah of kedushin, the mitzvah of kedushin is really a mitzvah of peruvru, and she's not a mitzvah, so why should she therefore have to accept the kedushin herself, lechatchila, midin misayeya? That if she's misayeya in his kedushin, which is his mitzvah, she's misayeya him. So that's an inyan, that you should, any mitzvah, doesn't mean only a mitzvah, but anything shaykh to a mitzvah, you should do it. It could be, maybe we'd say, like, it's better you shop for your lulav yourself than send somebody. Maybe based on this Ran. The shopping for the lulav is not the mitzvah. Shopping for the lulav is not this mitzvah. But it's going to be misayeh you to do the mitzvah. So even in the siyua, you do it yourself. We'll have a whole shiur on this, but I think the pashup shan this Ran is the chiddush is, it doesn't have to be a technical mitzvah. But if it's something that's misayeya to a mitzvah, that's also considered something you should do yourself and not only the shliach, even though technically you don't brand it as a mitzvah. And that's pshan the woman. The woman doesn't have a mitzvah here, but she's helping out his mitzvah. He can't do the mitzvah himself. So that's it. So that's this famous Ran. But Bez Hashem, one of the future Shiurim, we're going to have a discussion about what is the mitzvah of Kedushin, Peruvu, and how do the two mitzvahs relate. But this is a famous Ran, so you should be aware of it. Okay, we'll start the Chumash in a minute.